Stealing, David Maul, Series Editor Bob Hastings. Chapter 1, Something for Nothing. Do you always do the right thing? How honest are you? Answer these questions to find out. Read each question and choose A, 10 points, or B, 5 points. 1. You pay for some things at the store with a $20 bill. But you don't get back a $10 bill, you get a $100 bill. What do you do? A. Give it back. B. Take it and leave. 2. Your friend has a new bike, but you think he stole it. He says you can buy it for $20. What do you do? A. Say no. B. Buy it. 3. You find a wallet in the street. There is a lot of money in it. What do you do? A. Take it to the police. B. Take the money. This person has a lot of it. 4. It's a hot day and you really want a drink. You go into a store. The bottle of water costs 80 cents, but you only have 50 cents. What do you do? A. Leave it. B. Steal it. It's only a bottle of water. Your points. How many points did you get? 35 to 40, you are very honest. 25 to 30, you should try to be more honest. 20, are the police looking for you? Chapter 2, Thieves We Like. We tell stories about thieves to children. Do these stories teach children right from wrong? Here is a popular story that parents tell children. Jack lives in a house with his mother. They have no money. They only have a cow. One day the cow gives no more milk. Jack and his mother must sell the cow for money. On the road to the town, Jack meets a man. "I'll give you 5 magic beans for the cow," he says. Jack gives him the cow and takes the beans home. Jack's mother is very angry with him. She throws the beans out the window and doesn't give him any dinner. In the night, the beans grow into a very tall beanstalk, so tall it goes into the clouds. The next day, Jack sees the beanstalk and goes up. Jack comes to a really big house in the sky. It's the home of a giant. He goes inside and the giant's wife gives him food. Before he leaves, Jack steals money and other things from the house. The giant runs after him. Jack goes down the beanstalk and the giant starts to go down also. When Jack gets to the bottom, he cuts down the beanstalk. The giant falls and dies. So, is Jack a good boy for getting money for his family, or is he a thief? Or is he both? Jack and the Beanstalk is only a story for children. But some people really stole things and killed other people, and we love their stories too. We make them famous in books and movies. Jesse James was a poor farmer from Missouri, USA. Jesse and his friends started to steal money from banks and trains. They killed people too. But people loved reading about them in newspapers. Ned Kelly also came from a farm, but in Australia. One day, the police put his mother in prison, so Ned and his friends killed 3 policemen. He later stole money from banks and became very famous. People were with Kelly, not with the police. Pirates are also thieves we like. Stories of pirates from long ago are very popular, especially in the movies. But movie pirates are not like real pirates. Take Henry Morgan, 1635 to 1688, for example. Morgan, a Welshman, was not poor. He was very rich. He killed many people and stole a lot of money from ships. He also took money from Spanish cities in the Caribbean. In 1671, Morgan and his men took a lot of the money from Panama City. The Spanish wanted the English king, Charles II, to arrest Morgan. But King Charles liked him and made him Sir Henry Morgan. So crime paid Morgan very well. Chapter 3, Heist. When people steal something big in a new or different way, we call it a heist. Here are 2 famous ones, but both went wrong. Paris, Sunday, August 20th, 1911. The Louvre is a famous art museum in Paris. Vincenzo Perugia, an Italian, knows it well because he worked there before. On this day, he goes to the museum and stays after it closes. He waits until early the next morning. Then he takes Leonardo da Vinci's famous painting, Mona Lisa, from the wall, puts it under his coat, and walks out. 2 years later, Alfredo Geri gets a letter from Perugia. Geri buys and sells paintings in Florence. Perugia writes that he wants to sell the Mona Lisa. Geri speaks to the police, then he answers the letter. Perugia brings the painting to Florence. Geri meets him, but the police also come, and they arrest Perugia. Perugia wasn't just a criminal after easy money. He had a good reason to steal the Mona Lisa. In the early 1800s, the French army was in Florence, Italy. Perugia thought that they stole the painting and took it back to France. But this isn't true. At the end of his life, Da Vinci lived in France and finished the painting there. The French king Francis I bought it after Da Vinci died. But in 1913, many Italians thought the painting's home was in Italy. London, Tuesday, November 7th, 2000. De Beers is the biggest diamond business in the world. In 2000, some of their best diamonds were in the Millennium Dome in London. One of these was the famous Millennium Star Diamond. Others were very expensive blue diamonds. Many people came to see them, but some men wanted to steal the diamonds. The dome is beside the River Thames, so the criminals got a fast boat. It waited for them near the dome. The thieves came into the dome quickly. They drove right through the door in a digger, but the police were waiting for them. Before the crime, one of the criminals talked about it. The story got back to the police. On the day, some police dressed like workers, and others watched the thieves' boat. There were no diamonds in the dome, only glass copies. The police arrested all of the thieves. One of the biggest heists in history went very wrong. Chapter 4. Stealing from You. You may like to read about famous heists and watch movies about them, but it's different when people steal from you. That isn't so much fun. One day you read this in the newspaper. Put your money into Doffma LLC and we'll pay you 1% every month. So you give them $500 and they pay you $5 a month. It's more than you can get from the bank. Other people put their money into Doffma, and they get money every month too. But one day it all stops, and you can't get your money back. You call Doffma LLC, but there's nobody there. This is called a scam, and it's very old, maybe hundreds of years old. But now, with the internet, there are new scams, and the scammers come right into your home. You get this email. Dear Susie, how are you? I'm in Malaysia on vacation, but last night somebody stole my money, phone, and plane ticket. I can't pay for my hotel, and I can't get home. Please send me $3,000. I will pay you back very soon. Your friend, Jessica. Jessica is a good friend, so you send her the money. The next day you see Jessica in the street. Hi, you say. Did you get back from Malaysia okay? But Jessica was never in Malaysia. What's going on? Well, people got into your friend's email and sent the same message to all of her contacts. They scammed you. Maybe you're too smart for this. You don't send money to scammers. But if only one person in 100 sends money, the scammer gets rich. Today, there are many ways for thieves to steal from you on the internet. For example, they send you this email. Dear Joe, you have some money in our bank, and we need to check your bank account numbers. Please send us your numbers now. Some people send their numbers, and they lose their money. We call this identity theft. Chapter 5. What do you think? When is stealing not really stealing? Sometimes famous people shoplift. In 2011, singer and actor Lindsay Lohan stole a necklace. She went to prison, but only for 5 hours, because it was overcrowded. In 2001, Winona Ryder stole clothes worth $5,500, but she didn't go to prison at all. When famous people shoplift things, they don't usually go to prison. Do you think it's right? A lot of people steal things from hotels like the Waldorf Astoria, a famous old hotel in New York City. They take things like spoons, cups, and plates. Imagine you're having coffee at the Waldorf Astoria. The spoon has the hotel's name on it. You want to take it home with you. You know it's stealing, but the hotel has a lot of spoons. Do you take the spoon? In this book, there are many stories about stealing. But most people don't steal. Why is that? Is it because they're honest? Or is it because they think the police will catch them? Do you like watching movies and TV shows about heists and other crimes? Do you like to read about criminals? Why? What about stories for children? Is it okay to tell children stories about stealing? Do you tell them it's okay to steal when you have a good reason? What is a good reason? Now think about real life. Is it ever okay to steal? When is stealing not really stealing?